Climate talks in Bali reached a deal today to tackle greenhouse gas emissions from deforestation, hailed as a sign of developing nations' commitment to fighting global warming. But one of the scheme's key architects warned that if successful, it will create such large emissions reductions that carbon markets could collapse unless rich nations take on more stringent reductions targets. Darren Samuelson, senior reporter from Greenwire, spoke to us about this issue from Bali.
Developing countries don't want to sign up for mandatory caps on their emissions. Nobody really thinks that that is something that they will be ready to do for probably another two decades. They think that if they were to have to take those kinds of cuts, it would hamper their abilities to grow and become the same kinds of economies and the lifestyles that, you know, that we in the United States and in Europe now live by. So they want to continue to be able to burn coal and use petroleum like everybody else and let their economies continue to grow. And if they were to accept mandatory binding limits, that wouldn't allow that to happen. They say that the developed world, the United States, European Union, has a moral obligation because they're the ones that put the bulk of the greenhouse gases up into the atmosphere over the last 140 years since the Industrial Revolution. So they're they have the moral responsibility to actually take these cuts and start doing them. And for the developing world, they are agreeing to voluntary emission cuts, and they're taking the initial steps. They also want, from the developed world, from the United States and Europe, money to help them adapt to inevitable changes in the climate, because some of the poorest nations in the world will suffer the most from rising seas, from more intense hurricanes, tropical cyclones, and agricultural shortages. So they want assistance for adaptation to climate change, and they also want assistance for new technologies if they are going to eventually live in a carbon-free world.